This visualization should not be used while driving or operating any kind of heavy machinery. For more information and visualizations, visit my website at www.drdavidhamilton.com/how-to-visualize. Visualization to enhance the immune system. Start by relaxing. Bring your attention to the sound of your breath, the sensations of breathing. Just bring your attention to the sound of your breath, the sensations of breathing, relaxing your body and your mind. Relaxing your body and your mind. Relax your head and your face. Breathing relaxed. Relaxing your shoulders. And breathing. Relaxing your arms. And breathing. Relaxing your hands. And breathing. Relaxing your chest. And breathing. Relaxing your midsection and your tummy. And breathing. Relaxing your back. And breathing. Relaxing your hips. And breathing. Relaxing your legs. And breathing. Relaxing your feet. And breathing. Relaxing your whole body. And breathing. Now imagine going to the place where immune cells are made, in the bone marrow. And imagine this place in any way that you wish. You might imagine that you're inside a place where things are made, or a large cavern, or a cave, or a tunnel, or some other representation of this being the place where immune cells are made. And now, imagine immune cells in any way that you wish. For example, you might imagine them like Pac-Man, or piranha fish, or even, more accurately, like a cell. But whichever mental representation you use is correct for you. And now, imagine these immune cells beginning to multiply so that one becomes two, and two becomes four. Four becomes eight. Eight becomes 16, and so on, and so on. Until there's many, many more immune cells than there was at the start. And imagine these immune cells smiling and eager to get to work. And now imagine these immune cells moving out from this place into the bloodstream, through some doorways that lead out into the bloodstream. Imagine the immune cells moving out, and as they reach the bloodstream, now moving through the bloodstream, to seek out and destroy agents of disease. And these agents of disease for you might be bacteria, viruses, other pathogens. It might even be cancer cells. But whichever agents of disease you're focused on in this visualization, imagine these immune cells are seeking out to destroy these particular agents of disease. So imagine all these immune cells moving through the bloodstream and moving to the part of the body where these agents of disease are focused. And imagine your immune cells now destroying these agents of disease. You might imagine them eating them in a single bite, or you might imagine them taking small chunks so that the agents of disease are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller as they are eaten away by your immune cells. And you're representing your immune cells in any way that you wish, and imagining them destroying these agents of disease. And just spend a few moments imagining that process taking place as your immune cells find and destroy these agents of disease. And notice how they're doing it. Notice the way in which your immune cells are destroying these agents of disease to remove them from your body. And notice that your immune system is very, very intelligent. Notice that it easily knows the difference between agents of disease and everything else that belongs in the body. Notice that the immune system only targets the agents of disease and leaves everything else intact. You may even wish to affirm that my immune system is intelligent. It only destroys agents of disease and leaves everything else intact. Your immune system also has a very good memory. Because now it has the scent of these particular agents of disease. So it will always remember these agents of disease. So at any point in the future, your immune system would know exactly how to respond. And now, thank your immune system, all of these immune cells, for the great work that they're doing right now and that they've always done to keep your body healthy. And as the immune system, these immune cells are destroying the last of the agents of disease, thank them for this great job that they're doing right now and have always done to keep the body healthy. And imagine the body now in a healthy, healthy state. And bring your attention back to the sound of your breath and what it feels like to breathe as you bring your full attention back into the room. Bringing your attention back to the sound of your breath, the sensations of breathing, as you return your full attention back into the room. The sound of your breath, the sensations of breathing, as you bring your full attention back into the room. And just choose to rest a moment while you breathe with your attention back in the room. Just choosing to rest a moment as you breathe comfortably, easily. And as you bring now your full attention back into the room, you may wish to just wiggle your fingers and your toes, just to bring your full attention back into the room. Wiggling your fingers and your toes, starting to make some little movements to your body as you bring your full attention back into the room. And then just take a comfortable breath and open your eyes.